Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It's Tuesday, September 8th, 2026. Today we're asking what AI actually helps people accomplish and how to measure it. First, OpenAI's September 6th research report describes growing use of agents under human direction. Its runtime figures measure activity, not a guaranteed increase in discoveries. Our takeaway: count accepted findings and reproducible experiments, alongside the effort spent reviewing mistakes. Second, NVIDIA's Sol H3 runtime landed in its Sana repository on September 7th. Its supported workflows include generating video from text, a first frame, or reference material, with audio support. The project's headline benchmark needs context. It uses 8B300 GPUs, measures a warm run, and leaves out loading and final video encoding. It also changes the generation profile. Our advice: test the time your users actually wait and review output quality before treating the speed claim as a product result. For implementation background, a September 4th Oz case study describes Intuit's Recovery Assistant. Its roughly 20-minute recovery figure belongs to the existing EWOK orchestrator. Critical actions still require approval. The lesson is to distinguish gains from established automation from gains caused by the assistant. Finally, an older Lightel LM advisory illustrates why tool gateways matter. It describes an MCP authentication fallback that could accept a request after key validation failed. The specific fix was introduced in version 1.84.0. Teams should review current advisories when selecting a release. Our common thread is measurement. Effort is different from progress. A benchmark timer is different from a user's wait, and recommending an action is different from having permission to perform it. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. What does OpenAI's reported agent workday ratio measure? A. A guaranteed increase in discoveries. B. Agent runtime relative to human workdays. C. Independent proof of AGI. D. The percentage of researchers replaced. The answer is B. Runtime measures effort. Useful research progress needs separate outcome evidence. Question 2. What is excluded from Sol H3's reported generation timing? A. All denoising. B. All text encoding. C. Video and audio decoding. D. Model loading, compilation warmup, and final MP4 encoding. The answer is D. A warm benchmark can omit stages that still contribute to total waiting time. Question 3. Why cannot Sol H3's comparison be interpreted as only an attention kernel speedup? A. The generation profile also changes. B. It uses no model. C. It measures only downloads. D. The outputs contain no video. The answer is A. When multiple settings change, the total improvement cannot be attributed solely to one optimization. Question 4. Which component receives credit for the approximately 20-minute recovery figure in the Intuit case study? A. A new tokenizer. B. A video model. C. The existing EWOK orchestration system. D. An unrelated chatbot benchmark. The answer is C. Distinguishing existing automation from the added assistant prevents misattributing earlier gains to the language model. Question 5. Which Lightel LM version introduced the fix identified in the cited MCP authentication advisory? A. 1.61.11. B. 1.84.0. C. Every version was unaffected. D. The advisory lists no fix. The answer is B. That version fixes this particular issue. Teams must also check other advisories when choosing a release. Here's your practical task. Choose one workflow and define what counts as success, when the timer starts, and who can authorize an action. Those three decisions make the next upgrade much easier to evaluate. Find the dated sources and interactive quiz in today's newsletter. Thanks for listening to Code Mingle.